And Jared Bigsby, we appreciate his flexibility. Of course, he is president of the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education. I think folks around Manhattan probably know Jared a little bit better as curator of education at the Sunset Zoo. And a little bit, these are somewhat hand in hand, because I think probably what you do with the state group, you also incorporate locally. But Jared, I know there's a big conference coming up in Lindsberg, and you were telling me before we went on air a lot of local involvement in the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education. That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. The acronym is CASEY. So, but yeah, there is a lot of local involvement with CASEY. I mean, their main office is based here in Manhattan, and I'm the current president for this year, and then next year we serve 2-year terms. And then actually my predecessor at Sunset Zoo, which a lot of people may remember as well, Shanae Anderson, she as well is a recent president of the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education.
Well, and tell us what the group does. I mean, obviously, other than meeting in Lindsberg, I mean, I'm sure they do a lot of things. Kind of fill us in.
Yeah, we're a statewide organization, and we really do a lot of collaboration building and facilitating of quality, non-biased environmental education across the state. And so we work with a lot of partners. We build a lot of networks, and we also facilitate a bunch of different workshops and things like that. And the workshops are really one of the bigger things that we do to really facilitate the quality, non-biased science-based conservation and environmental education. And so a lot of those workshops are national curriculum that we've worked with and that have been tried and that we've worked with for a number of years and just continue to be updated. And our executive director, Laura Downey, she's been on a number of the committees that have developed those curriculum. And so we've got Project Wild, Project Wet, Project Learning Tree, and they're all based around different things. So either animals and ecosystems, or trees and plants, or water conservation education, which is a big priority right now, I know.
Maybe some other local involvement with your big meeting that's coming up?
Yeah, we have our annual conference that will be coming up next weekend, the first weekend of November. And this conference really does epitomize what we do with the collaboration and whatnot. And so Jackie Spears, Dr. Spears from the Kansas State University, the Science Education Center for Science Education, she is going to be one of the session presenters. We also have the Department of Ag. They're going to be there talking about the Kansas water vision and how conservation education is fitting into that water vision. And so CASEY's going to be fairly involved in that. And so we were definitely had some input and talked a lot about that when they were developing the water vision. And then myself and Nicole Wade, our education specialist at Sunset Zoo, we're going to be talking as well about a new project that we've been doing at Sunset Zoo, the Portal to the Public, or our Science Communication Fellowship program, and how that works to build collaboration and partnerships and how that can be used as a model. So there's a lot of local interest, yeah, that's going to be there in Lindsberg this next weekend and kind of talking about collaboration and building partnerships.
When it comes to the environment and conservation, things, it just seems like things are always changing. And I know that you have to keep up with all of that, I would think.
Exactly. And that's one thing that CASEY does really well, is that we don't focus on, you know, so necessarily, like, we're not sitting there promoting like how to think about the environment. We promote how to or not what to think about the environment, but how to think about and critical thinking skills, so that students and even adults can use those critical thinking skills to address and analyze all the changing things that are going on around us. And so, you know, as the population grows and as we continue to expand and everything like that here in Manhattan and across the world, you know, it's those critical thinking skills that we're working towards to build in the kids, to be able to look at those issues, analyze them, and really develop local solutions and figure out how to best address those issues.
Well, and back to your group too. I mean, I can see where the zoos would be pretty involved in this, although, as you mentioned, agriculture. I mean, who are the members of this group, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, so our board of directors has got members from across the state. We have got school representation on there as well. We've got a school teacher, a science teacher on there. We have got the Kansas Farm Bureau has a member on there. Westar Energy has a member on there. We've got a superintendent on there. We have a number of informal educators as well. The University of Kansas, their director of sustainability, is our current past president. Gina Penzig with the West Star Energy, she is our current vice president, and so she'll be taking over in about a year and a half. And so we do have a nice diverse group, and that just really speaks volumes, I think, to the non-biased and the science-based kind of effect, a route that we go, and how we really do focus on those critical thinking skills.
And, you know, I've known for a long time you've been very active locally in some of these types of programs, and I'm guessing you'll be sharing some of that. You mentioned you'll be doing a presentation. You know, some of the different things you are doing locally to let our kids know about conservation and environment, and I know you continue to improve and do different things that way.
Exactly, and how we incorporate this stuff at Sunset Zoo, what Casey does is I'm one of the trainers, so I can go out and train as far as, like, the Project Wild and Project Wet kind of curriculum. I can train on those, and our staff utilize some of those with our summer camps, our day camps, because they're engaging activities, the lessons that are incorporated in there, and they're very engaging, and the kids really enjoy them. And again, it makes them think. They just have to think through issues and problems, and it really develops those thinking skills.
It has to be rewarding to work with the young people and kind of see the little lights go on, you know, as they work on some of these things. Specifically, when you work with them, what are some of the things you do?
So, you know, a real popular activity, because like I said, with Kansas, one of the things that we're really, that the statewide is looking at is water conservation and projecting in the future. And so there's a really great lesson on the water cycle. It's called The Incredible Journey. And it uses, simple tools or simple things that, you know, teachers and most people have, like pony beads. And they make bracelets, and they really show how the water cycle really works in the real world, and it's not necessarily just this one little simple cycle that it follows, and so the water droplets, and so they become a water droplet and follow that cycle. And so it's a really engaging hands-on activity that they do. There's lessons that it takes, and it looks at groundwater, but it looks at it by using dessert, so ice cream and stuff like that, so the kids get to engage with that, and what's better than learning with dessert?
Well, it has to be fascinating too. Of course, I know we focus on the local level and what you do here, but to be with folks from other parts of the state, I mean, it varies quite a bit when you talk about Western Kansas and right here in Manhattan, I would think, when it comes to conservation and some of the things that they're looking at.
It does. And so that's where, you know, with the number of different curriculums that Casey does have to offer, organizations can pick and choose what they're wanting and what their interest is. And so, you know, the school districts will contact Casey, or Casey has different partners that they've been working with for a number of years, and they'll just request specific things. And Casey will take the curriculum, but they'll tailor it. So they connect it with the Kansas standards for college and career readiness standards. And so they connect it with there, and they look at the best practices for professional development, and they incorporate that, and they have a number of different models, whether it's 2-day, 1-day kind of workshops that they work with teachers. And it really is building a very specific professional development for who the audience and what their needs are.
Well, anything else we want to add about the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education, also known as KACE? I know I finally got the acronym as you were going along there, but anything else before we maybe move along to some other fun stuff?
Yeah, they also have the Kansas Green School Network. So some people may have heard of the Kansas Green Schools Network, but it is facilitated, managed by KACE. And there's about 600 schools across the state of Kansas. This is the largest green schools network in the nation, and it's a great network that builds some collaboration between schools, and they do investigations. So, like, it just helps students investigate where their waste in school is going towards, where their energy consumption is. And then they can use that data, that real-world data, to then make some different decisions. And we've got 6 schools in Manhattan that are actually on that network here. And so it's a really great opportunity for schools to engage in hands-on activities and learn with the stuff right in front of them.
And it makes me feel good to know our state's kind of a pace setter in that regard. We do need to take a last break. It is now 9:49. Again, we have Jared Bigsby with us today, president of the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education, also known as KACE. And, of course, with the Sunset Zoo, which we might talk just a little bit about when we come back. Again, questions or comments, 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.